From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Azerbaijan and Armenian separatist authorities in Nagorno-Karabakh region have reached an agreement Tuesday to end 4 days of fierce fighting over the disputed territory, according to Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan's defense ministry said in a statement after a similar announcement by separate authorities in Karabakh that military actions were halted as 800 GMT Tuesday. The latest development comes as Azerbaijan said Tuesday that 16 of its troops have been killed in the past 2 days during fighting with Armenian-backed separatists in the breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region. The African National Congress has given President Jacob Zuma the support he needs to survive an impeachment vote called after South Africa's top court ruled he breached the Constitution. Parliament will later Tuesday debate and vote on a motion to remove Zuma from office after the Constitutional Court ruled last week that the president failed to uphold the Constitution by ignoring an order to repay some of the $16 million in state funds spent on renovating his private home. Syria peace talks will likely resume in Geneva on April 11th, but regime negotiators will only arrive several days later after the completion of parliamentary elections in the country, according to the UN Tuesday. The United Nations mediator, Stephane de Mistura, had previously said he wanted to restart talks on April 9th. Meanwhile, Syrian state media and activist groups say militant shelling of a predominantly Kurdish neighborhood in Aleppo has killed at least 9 people. The Syrian Observatory of Human Rights said Tuesday's shelling came amid clashes between militants and the Al-Qaeda branch in Syria. This is VOA News. Hostile Western forces are behind the Panama Papers. That's according to a state-run Chinese newspaper alleging Tuesday, as media avoided reporting revelations about communist leaders that emerge from a law firm involved that has 8 offices in the country. The scandal erupted on Sunday when media groups began revealing the results of a year-long investigation into a trove of 11.5 million documents from a Panamanian law firm which specializes in creating offshore shell companies. At least 8 current or former members of China's Politburo Standing Committee has been implicated, according to the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists who coordinated those reports. Meanwhile, China has imposed restrictions on imports of North Korean coal and sales to the north of jet fuel under UN sanctions imposed in response to Pyongyang's nuclear and missile tests. The sanctions were announced Tuesday, allow some imports of North Korean coal and iron ore and other materials for civilian use. The U.S. has released 2 inmates from its Guantanamo Bay detention center in Cuba Monday, sending them to Senegal. The 2 men, identified as Libyans Omar Khalif Mohamed Aboubakar and Salan Abdou Salam Garibi, had been held at the prison for 14 years without charges. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
The review board's goal was to determine if there are locations to which individuals could be safely transferred under the right circumstances. And Senegal has agreed to put in place appropriate mechanisms that would mitigate the risk that these individuals could pose to U.S. national security down the line.
You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. 2 weeks after the terrorist attacks in Brussels, President Obama and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg marked the tragedy while reinforcing the importance of staying focused on the fight against the Islamic State militant group.
We had an excellent meeting that started with marking the tragedy that had taken place in Brussels and reinforcing the importance of us staying focused on ISIL and countering the terrorism that has seeped up into Europe and around the world.
You can read more about President Obama's meeting with the NATO Secretary General at voanews.com. Global economic recovery is still too slow and too fragile in the face of growing risks from a slowdown in China and subdued growth in developing economies. That's according to the International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.